Jenna, can you come in here? Buzzed the intercom on the secretary's desk. Jenna had been idly scrolling on her phone moments before, and the sudden loud noise made her jump. She set her phone down and brushed her light blonde hair behind her ears. Leaning over the intercom from her seated position on the chair, Jenna swallowed nervously before holding down the button on the tiny speaker in front of her. "Yes, right away," she said. She released the button and stood up, brushing out the wrinkles in her pencil skirt as she walked to her boss's office. She entered without her usual knock and closed the door behind her. "Please, have a seat. I figured we'd do your 30-day review now, before I forget everything over the holiday weekend." The man sitting at the desk in front of her was in his mid-40s, but he had aged gracefully, and although he looked a little mature with wrinkles near his eyes, Jenna still thought he was incredibly attractive. She watched him run a hand through his short, cropped hair that was an equal mix of silver and black, as she sat in the chair opposite him. A motion she had learned was one of his nervous tics. "So, first of all, how do you like the work? The position and hours still suiting you?" John laced his fingers and put his hands on his desk, giving his young secretary his full attention. She nodded and smiled, trying to make the right amount of eye contact without seeming like she was challenging him. "Absolutely. I don't mind the extra hours. I've been studying at the desk when there's downtime," Jenna replied brightly.
"Good. I'd imagine the LSAT is harder now than it was when I took it. Are there any problems or concerns you want to bring up? You're reliable, prompt, professional, and you get everything done that I give you to do, so I have no concerns about your performance."
"Not particularly. I'm happy here," she said, subtly admiring his suit. She'd always enjoyed a well-dressed man, and John took particular pride in his professional, flawless appearance. They both looked at the clock and realized they had nearly an hour before the day was done, and neither of them wanted to work anymore. Jenna squirmed uncomfortably in her chair, aroused by her boss, but trying desperately to hide it.
"Can I ask you something a bit personal?" asked John, the tiniest glint of nervousness in his eyes. "I've been thinking about dyeing my hair back to its original color to try and hide the gray. You're an attractive and young woman. What do you think about it? Would I look better if I went back to a dark brown? Do be honest."
"Don't dye it!" she exclaimed, a little louder and more emphatic than she intended. "It's beautiful just as it is. You'd be surprised how many women enjoy that salt and pepper look. It suits you very well." Jenna smiled politely, trying to hide her obvious attraction to him.
"Really? Are you sure? Come here and look at it closer, towards the roots. Even the black is starting to go gray."
John motioned for Jenna to come behind his desk and parted his hair so she could see. She ran a few fingers through his hair, adjusting it so she could see the roots clearly. "Yes, some of them are, but women like to see men comfortable with their bodies. The way you carry yourself confidently is already 10 times more attractive than an average frat boy at a bar." Jenna's fingers continued to trail through his hair, marveling at how meticulously maintained it was.
"You find me 10 times more attractive than men your age?" he said, making no move to stop her.
"I didn't say that," Jenna replied.
"But you aren't denying it."
Jenna felt wetness growing between her legs. The sexual tension between them had been thick since day one, but with her face inches away from his, it was utterly unbearable. Before she even knew what she was doing, she leaned down and kissed him passionately on the lips.
John laced his fingers through her hair and pulled her head closer, pressing his lips even harder against her own. Within moments, Jenna had climbed on his desk, straddling him and bunching up her tight skirt almost completely up her hips. As each kiss grew with intensity, Jenna felt her worries about work evaporate and allowed herself to release all the pent-up tension that had been growing between them. John grabbed her hips on both sides and pulled her closer to him, gently grinding her lap on his while they made out. It didn't take long for his fingers to find the buttons on her blouse and undo them, and he slipped his hand inside her shirt. She finally pulled her head back up as his hands found her breast and began to explore it with the tips of his fingers. "I shouldn't be doing this," she whispered in his ear as he massaged her breast. "I don't want you to stop." John's voice was low and sensual, and as soon as that reached her ears, the last bit of hesitation she had felt vanished. Jenna pressed her face against his and tugged on his lip with her teeth. She reached down and grabbed his cock through his pants, already hard, and moaned slightly. Her fingers found his button and zipper and started to undo them, and John immediately started helping her. He pulled out his cock, rock hard, throbbing, dripping at the tip. Jenna lifted her hips above it, pushed her panties to the side, and slid it inside with the help of a little spit. Jenna gasped as his dick made its way inside her pussy. Her muscles tensed at first. She started rocking back and forth on it, feeling her body relax and adjust to him. A series of moans escaped from Jenna's lips, and John continued to massage her breasts with his hands underneath her shirt. She fell into a rhythm of bouncing and rocking, losing herself in the feeling of his dick inside her. It wasn't long before she could feel the pressure of an orgasm building inside her. "Fuck, I'm gonna come," she whispered through gritted teeth. John's hands instantly placed themselves on her hips and guided her to fucking him harder, and he moved her faster and faster on top of him until he felt her clenched muscles release with a thick, creamy wetness. "Yes," he said in a breathy voice, letting his cock be completely covered by her wetness. When she seemed to have recovered, he lifted her off him and bent her over the desk in one quick, smooth motion, her head pressed on a pile of paperwork that she would need to file on Monday. He pushed down her skirt and panties to her ankles, admiring the view of her smooth, soft pussy lips from behind. Her cunt was dripping with wetness, and she felt him playing in it and spreading the delicate folds apart so he could continue fucking her, now in complete control over her body. John stood behind her and reinserted his cock into her. She moaned again, enjoying how she could relax while he fucked her. Jenna felt every one of his thrusts hit her G-spot perfectly. The thick head of his cock pounded waves of pleasure into her. She tried to brace herself against the wood of the desk as his speed began to increase, each stroke slamming into her harder and harder. Wordlessly, John withdrew from her, and she could hear a moan from deep in his throat. Jenna felt thick drops and strings of cum cover her ass, and she wiggled her butt and shook it at him as he came all over it. She felt her boss's cum drip down her ass cheeks and between her legs, loving the feeling of it dripping down over her cunt. After several moments of heavy breathing, she turned her head around to look at him. John's suit was now crumpled in several places, and his hair stuck out wildly. He smiled at her with a massive grin. So, same time Monday? He laughed. Jenna laughed too, and she looked forward to reporting back to her position after the weekend for the first time since she started working. If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time.